It's a Kiki with John and McG. Gonna spill all the tea. All my LGBTs, you're in luck. 'Cause Johnny McGovern is gay as fuck.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Gay as Fuck. I am Mr. John T. McGoverness, he who is. This is the show where pop culture and dirty gay stuff meet. And speaking of dirty gay stuff, can we talk about Jacob Elordi? Yes, honey, I just saw Saltburn. And though I'll say that Jacob Elordi, in some angles, does look a little bit like a beautiful character from The Dark Crystal. At other angles, far away, when you see that full body there with that long, lean body and those sharp features, that's a lot to look at. And so I finally got into Saltburn, and whew, there is a lot to say. There is a lot to say. I mean, to be honest, at first I was like, this is okay. But then, baby, it got the twists, the gayness. And she got me, gal. She got me, gal. If you want to get deep on Saltburn and Jacob Elordi and all the freaky shit that happened in the movie, well, then you're going to want to visit me at patreon.com/gayestofalltime, because this week me and Erica Tour will be going in. Another thing I enjoy about Jacob Elordi is that he has been carrying only the fanciest ladies' purses. His purse game, I mean, now look, they're considered crossbody, but really he's getting whatever purse he desires, and he is wearing it. And I want to say slow claps to standing ovation. Now, one might think that be like, well, his purse is he? But I don't think so. If you see an interview with him, he seems very straight. Well, honey, it's 2024. Okay, your favorite straight hunks can be carrying their favorite designer purses, and they better work. All right, there's lots more sexy men to talk about, as well as celebrity news and gossip. So let's get into it.
Get into it. Get into it. Get into it.
Well, we can't really talk about anything if we don't mention the heat quake that busted over the internet when Jeremy Allen White's new Calvin Klein campaign hits the net, baby. Now, I'm assuming a lot of people said, who the fuck is Jeremy Allen White? Now, I watched Jeremy Allen White on Shameless for 10 years, and I always thought he was very attractive. But baby, he's hot on The Bear right now, okay? And his body is lean and mean and looking good from every damn angle. In the Calvin Klein spots, we're giving boxer brief, we're giving briefs, we're giving walking on the roof, we're giving laying on the couch on the roof, and then doing a pull-up. I've been laying on this couch on the roof for too long, and now I must strip down to my Calvin Klein briefs and do a pull-up. Zoom in on my crotch. That is what we've been getting from this campaign, and I like it. I like it very much. This is now, supposedly, Jeremy Allen White says very uncomfortable with all the attention. Just a quiet actor. You know that for many years, I threw a dirty gay stripper party at a bar in West Hollywood here called Foo Bar. And one night, Jeremy Allen White did come into the bar. Now, that also would make you say, what's up, girl? But no, he was definitely with some hipster friends, and their one gay friend was like, oh my God, you guys got to come to Foo Bar. There's male strippers. And he was like kind of just broing out, like looking around. And at that time, I really just knew him from Shameless, and I didn't want to be like a nerd and be like, hey, man, what's up? Love you from Shameless. Do you like your dick to this dick party? I'm the one who hired all these people. I'm the DJ. I did not do that, but I just took a look, and he is very tiny in real life, a petite gentleman. But you know what? When you're a petite gentleman, all the easier for you to carve that body up and make it look like Jeremy Allen White looked in the Calvin Klein ads. Flutter, flutter, our hearts do a flutter. Well played, sir. I actually haven't watched The Bear. I think, you know what? I love shows about cooking and I love restaurant shit. So maybe I need to dive back in. I think I started it in a, you know, when sometimes you're in the wrong mood and you try to watch a new show and you're just, the vibe is off. You and the show are not vibing. But then later you go back and watch it another time and you're like, well, I was just in a bad mood. So maybe that's what happened. So I'm going to have to go back. I'm scouring the TV to what can I watch? And I have The Bear sitting right in front of me. Everybody loves it. Jeremy Allen White's hot. So that's what I'm going to do. Note to self, watch The Bear. Okay. I probably shouldn't watch it with expectations that Jeremy Allen White is going to be naked in it, but maybe. Everyone who watches it is screaming either yes or no, he doesn't. Let's talk about other hot things that are happening on the internet. We've mentioned it, I think, before on here, but I've just got to say, AI, I know you're scary and you may take over the world and force us to be human batteries for your robo matrix, but currently you're doing great things with your Henry Cavill and Tom Holland AI renderings, because I have been deriving great pleasure from the renditions of Henry Cavill and Tom Holland that I have seen all over Instagram. Now, there's one particular account that is just Tom Holland in sexy gay scenarios. Oh, and there's a lot of him recently with AI Timothy Chalamet. In this one I'm looking at now, there Timothy Chalamet is wearing like a Skims see-through boxer brief, and he's in the back seat of a car hugging on his BF Tom Holland. And then here's another one of Tom Holland in a backwards baseball cap, shirtless, laying on top of a lunch table. We're about to eat a sandwich, but with his pants pulled down, so his buns, just like the sandwich's buns, are showing. And there are other people eating lunch. This is like a school cafeteria or a, you know, police lunchroom. Do police have lunchrooms? There's several series of Henry Cavill that have been great. One is the one where the beautiful scenario where he and Chris Hemsworth are making love by a waterfall in water. And Chris Hemsworth is looking down as Henry Cavill is nibbling on his muscular chest. They're both enjoying it. Cut to there's another one still in front of the beautiful waterfalls where Chris Hemsworth is getting railed by AI Henry Cavill, and they both have their tongues out like, oh, oh. Well, Henry Cavill's is more like out the side, and Chris Hemsworth is more like, oh, gooning style. And then there's a whole series of like Henry Cavill giving leather underground club realness with like him with his arms up in a leather apron and someone sniffing his pit, and then him with two guys up on him. And oh, and don't get me started on the Roman Empire thing where Henry Cavill's the naked gladiator in the middle of the arena and they're all ripping his clothes off. Oh my goodness. It is quite AI, you dirty little slut. Is AI I'm sorry, I just saw again a few other notable Tom Holland AI portraits we must talk about. One is where he's on his knees in front of the basketball team and he's just there presenting, looking eager as the dudes on the basketball team are all like behind him with their muscles and their headbands on, just kind of looking at him. There's another one where he's gooning in a car in a pottery studio. That's not it. Then the best one is him shirtless in tight jeans in the middle of a football locker room with the team behind him. And he's looking like he's like about to be sacrificed to the team. And at one point, one of the photos, they're all away from him in their uniform sitting. And then the next photo that I have saved, they've all stripped down and they're coming a little closer. And Tom Holland's looking like gulp. Oh, and of course we can't forget Chris Hemsworth as Thor and Spider-Man's Tom Holland, Spider-Man in the backseat of a car where Thor's giving a thigh show to Spider-Man. I mean, this is all. Oh, and last but not least, a great AI where Tom Holland is sitting on a couch, kind of in a Sean Cody type situation, where with his tongue out and a t-shirt that says Gooner in the Goonies font, as well as Gooner and Gooner on both sides of his tight, tight shorts that show his muscular thighs. What was the prompt that got Tom Holland tongue out with a Gooner matching tank and shorts? Make sure to show leg muscles. Make sure to show bulge. Well, good muscle definition. I mean, what are all the keywords that you had to do for that one? Like I said, is AI that would make sense if she was. It would make sense if she was. And speaking of her and she, let's talk about the queen. Are you talking about me, Aretha Franklin in heaven? You are the queen, Aretha. Well, don't worry, I'm up here with my ghost purse. Remember, Aretha Franklin never traveled, even on stage, without her purse. So you know she's in heaven. She's got her ghost purse, yeah. She's still got her ghost purse. Hopefully it's full with heaven dollars so she can do whatever she wants. God bless Aretha Franklin. But the queen that I'm talking about is the queen of pop, Britney Spears. That's right. Hey, fuckers, guess what? I'm never returning to the music industry. After we got some false hope last week with a fake article in Page Six where I'm sure her label planted this story. And her management, or does she have management? Who's managing her? Who is her team? They always say her team, who is the team? And where are they? And what are they doing? I don't know. Anyway, I'm sure somebody planted this story and was in Page Six. They're getting ready to, and I reported here, they're getting ready to, Britney has a new album coming out in 2024. And she's working with Charlie XCX and she's telling her how she wants her songs to be. And she's really cool and she's ready to sing and she's ready to dance and she's going to look good and have fun and ready to go. Well, Britney saw that article and she was not amused. She wrote on Instagram, just so we're clear, most of the news is trash. They keep saying I'm turning to random people. Oof, burn to Charlie XCX. They keep saying I'm turning to random people to do a new album. I'll never return to the music industry. Because people have been saying that Charlie XCX and also Julia Michaels, who did write songs for her previously on that Glory album that I never actually got into. And Britney also said she wrote music for fun and then has revealed something that do we think is actually true? We don't know. Revealed that she has written more than 20 songs for other people over the past 2 years. I'm a ghostwriter, and honestly, I enjoy it that way. Is that true? Are there some hits that were co-written by Britney Spears that we are missing? Or is this song she's written in my kitchen, in the Cheesecake Factory? I've written a song called Spinning. I've written a song called Smudgy Raccoon Eyes. I've written a song called Don't Burn Down the Gym. I hope that that's true. I hope that she's been writing songs for other people. I mean, wouldn't it be? Now, that I thought that would be a gag. What if it was revealed that Britney had written a song for Taylor Swift and then they reveal what song it is? Like, she does it under a pseudonym. Not that I'm a Taylor Swift, like, person, but of the moment, that would be the person of the moment. That if they were like, well, actually, Britney co-wrote this song, wink, it would be like a, you know, Britney stamp of approval for her, which everybody still secretly wants. And then
just because Charlie XCX ain't getting it, honey,
random people. And then Britney, of course, it would be like, that's right. That's right, fuckers. I told you I was a fucking Ghost Rider. And then Breathe Heavy reported on her saying that she's not returning to the music industry and said, right now, quoted a source who said, right now, management and A&R are trying to get her excited for the music. As of right now, she's not actively in recording, but they're getting songs done to present to her. Okay, and that does make sense. Nothing is cemented in stone. Good luck trying to get an album out in 2024, baby. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. The hype around this is that everyone wants her to make music again, but I don't know if she's there yet, the source continued, adding that both pop ballads and up-tempo songs have been prepared to present. Supposedly, like we said, it was Julia Michaels, Charlie XCX, and other people that worked with her on Glory. And the guy that produced Ava Max, as well as Kim Petras and Sam Smith, Unholy. Well, then Britney deleted her Instagram, which must mean she's trying to promote something. So, because it seems like anytime she has a big project, she deletes her Instagram. And then I read somewhere that she just made it private, but I was following her and I tried to pull it up and it just says, nothing, no posts yet. So I guess we'll see. I mean, like, if you Google did Britney delete her Instagram, it comes up with articles from like November, January, December, August, July. I mean, she just is, it's a thing that she does. So I'm sure she'll be back. Now Britney's son Jaden had a beach day with his girlfriend and dad, Kevin Federline, in Hawaii. And so now we haven't seen Jaden in a while. Jaden is 17 now and he has a girlfriend and they were at the beach together. Now Jaden is very handsome, but he is growing a tiny mustache. He's really looking like his face and his dad in the face. And he currently has a very wispy, wispy mustache, as 17-year-olds are known to do, but it really makes him look Federline-ish. It brings out the Federline in him. I mean, this is a whole story that's just like, they went to the beach with photos. It was Kevin, Jaden, Jaden's girlfriend. And Kevin Federline has that little duck ponytail. Like, why? He's pulled his hair back in like a little ducktail at the back. And look, I'm a gentleman who's gotten thicker over the years, so Kevin Federline has also gotten thicker. And there's just unfortunate pictures of him like in a wetsuit, top, and bathing suit. He swims in the wetsuit top because he knows they're taking photos and he doesn't want any titty pictures. And who can blame him for that? So he's swimming in a wetsuit top, or maybe they're surfing. Maybe it's just what I would have done. There's a very unfortunate photo of him with his very beautiful wife, and he's standing there like with his hand on his hip in his little scuba top with his duck tail. And it's unfortunate. Popo's out, baby. After so many people besmirching her name, it's nice to see somebody defending Madonna, and it's coming from an unexpected place. Chuck D of the legendary rap group Public Enemy defends Madonna against concert trolls, and the article is headlined, "Ageism Sometimes Gets Like Racism." And he said, at 63, I know I can bike better than I ever did, and Pilates ain't easy, but I give it to Madonna for pushing the bars. Flava Flav is taking Pilates too, and he's 64. So ageism sometimes gets like racism both ways if you let it. For anyone over 50, the rule is either you do the songs or the songs do you. Madonna has some hard songs to perform in her catalog. And that is true. How do you reinterpret for your aged self? I mean, certainly. So kudos. And thank you, Chuck D. I like to see that. Colton Underwood is putting homophobic, slut-shaming haters on blast. Look, Colton Underwood gets kind of a rough go of it. You know, he was on The Bachelor, then it turns out he was gay, and he didn't treat that girl too good when he was having probably his existential homosexual crisis. So his halo had been tarnished, but the motherfucker really just gets a lot of drama in the comment section. And I'm going to tell you, I think he is hot, very hot. And don't forget, he is dating or is now married to a daddy, okay? He likes a daddy, all right? Yes, he does. So we can all dream to be like the daddy that scored Colton Underwood. And just appreciate his hot posts on Instagram. He posted a very tame photo by today's standards of himself. Seemingly nude, okay, yes, seemingly nude, but with a huge newspaper, like he's reading the newspaper, and the newspaper is open in front of him, and it goes from above his belly button to his thighs, okay? Now, he did include close-ups of his calves and of his chest and of his bicep because he's feeling F-A-double-G-O-T-Y. That is such a tame post, okay? And well, he posted in his story right after that a collection of all the horrible comments people wrote him in the comment section for this tame photo of him fake naked with a newspaper. He said, ridiculous, narcissistic. Are you in love with yourself? He's so full of himself. Why? I feel for his family, very sad. My adult child posted anything like this sort, I'd be humiliated. This is America. Completely degraded. Even the privileged have to pawn themselves through porn. Can't believe this dude was at one point The Bachelor. Craves attention. That's it. I'm out. That's from Tony Red Knoop. This is such a sad post. This is so weird. So posing semi-clothed with a new boyfriend all the time is your new job? Lost all respect for nasty. I wonder what your Christian parents think. You've slept and not gracefully. Save the bedroom antics for the bedroom. Do better. Why do people feel the need to be naked on social media? These are people who are following Colton Underwood, honey. It's a thirst account. Get in. He's very stunning. So he didn't make a comment on how he thought about that, but I think putting the homophobic slut shamers on blast tells us everything. I mean, the question is, what is he doing? I mean, he was on that other reality show, whatever. He has agents. He's a model. He's on Name That Tune. I think he made $100,000 for the people that go on Name That Tune. They're not like, it's not a, that's not a, because they did, they shot Name That Tune in Ireland, because I'm looking at his social, and they have a thing of him as one of the celebrity guests on Name That Tune. Now, I've heard of other celebrities doing that. I believe they get paid a pretty penny. You fly to Ireland, and you do like 5 episodes in a row. So, Colton Underwood's doing fine. Who am I to ask, like, what's Colton Underwood doing? Oh, what am I doing, Johnny? I'm on vacation, okay, with my husband-to-be. I'm standing on a white wall with my pants pulled down and my underwear showing, Johnny. What are you doing? Well, I'm doing this podcast, just sitting with my dog, Cha-Cha, but I appreciate your beauty. Good night. Did Colton Underwood miss his window to be a slut, though? I mean, is that going to come later? Is he in an open relationship with the dad style boyfriend? Because he announced that he was gay, then did that show with Gus Kenworthy, another hot piece. And then he met this guy. This guy met Colton Underwood and left his boyfriend when he met Colton Underwood, because who wouldn't? especially if you're that dad. I mean, the dad is good looking enough, especially with his clothes off. But I'm sure he was like, oh my God, I got a chance to get this. But the question was, did he miss his chance to be a slut? He went straight to that boyfriend. And here you are looking like that. I mean, but then I guess it gets complicated. It's like, he was on The Bachelor. He's probably looking for love, wanted love. And it was the Tristan's parents. He's probably like wants to prove that love is love and not just like love is 20 loads that I'm getting at a bathhouse. Or maybe they're just playing it cute on social media and really like revving it up. You know, he's having his sexual experimentation with his dad lover and friends. Well, if anybody has any tea on that, let me know, because I think that would be that I would be interested in that information.
How quickly fashion goes down the drink. Last week when you all was wearing pink, already for me red was old. The ultimate yellow brick is gold.
That's the new color, children. Hit it.
The Golden Globes happened, and I didn't watch. I mean, I didn't watch. But I did watch the reactions on social media and clips of the show. I did. The first thing I watched was wanted to see how Joe Coy did. And it was pretty brutal. Pretty brutal. I feel for, you know, Joe Coy. Now, look, I'm not like a Joe Coy stan. I don't think I've ever even watched a full comedy special of Joe Coy, but I'm familiar with his work and I've heard him on podcasts and I've seen him on like Chelsea Lately back in the day and on different shows here and there. And I know that he's a huge touring act, like huge, selling out thousands and thousands of people a night, living. And to go into the Golden Globes where they're like, who the fuck are you? And I didn't find that amusing, was pretty rough. And also he only prepared for 10 days. I think to come into that job and successfully do it. Look, Ricky Gervais did it and did it the sharpest. And, you know, he was able to pull that off. But like, they don't want some. Because Joe Coy's whole thing is being nice and being goofy and everything. I mean, can you imagine being that big of a star for the last like 20 years or whatever, 15 years? Because he's been like touring, having people live for everything he says every minute. And then to have jump into the Globes, that style isn't going to work, honey. Because as you can see from the faces of the audience, that's what was really the cruelest. Because they kept cutting to the stars. Unamused, his very light Taylor Swift joke, which was like, we're not gonna have as many shots of Taylor Swift as the NFL. Okay, that's like not even a joke. It's like Taylor had a mean look, and Taylor, honey, she knows what she's doing with her looks. She said unamused, and there's other people holding their head. I mean, someone put up a great meme that was like women at an open mic, and it was all of like the women listening to the jokes. Different celebrities like and it seemed like Joe Coy like did on a self-destruct in there, and then you have to keep hosting the show. Oh God, the pain of it all. That is just a rough one, Joe Coy. You probably should have, they should have conceptualized it better than to just think they were gonna. It has to be like more intelligent and more, I don't know. Whatever it was, honey, that didn't work. And the faces of the stars told you everything. I felt for him as a performer. I felt like, oh, that is rough, funny. Now, the part that was most interesting to me at the Golden Globes was when the cameras caught Selena Gomez going up to Taylor Swift and telling her something and then whispering back and forth. Now, thank goodness the lip reading detectives of TikTok, the Royal League of Lip Reading Detectives of TikTok, of course, got in the mix to find out what they were saying. And like, you know what? I've got to tell you, I love people do the lip reading in these big public events. I want to know these little tiny conversations. I find it very entertaining. And supposedly, Selena came up and said, I asked for a picture with him, and she said no. And then Taylor goes, oh. And then the other girl at the table, who's a starlet who I don't know, said, with Timothy? And Selena nodded. And Taylor gives a look like, ah. I mean, this is a scene straight out of a Mean Girl-style lunchroom high school movie. Except these are the most powerful women in the world, darling. The most glamorous women in the world. Now, supposedly the story was Selena wanted to get a picture with Timothy, who was there with Kylie. And Kylie said no. And Kylie was there making out with Timothy Chalamet all night. This is how we know Timothy Chalamet is straight and that his little faggoty outfits are really just a gift for us all to enjoy and not meant to be taken as any other part of his sexuality. It's because what he wants to do is fuck Kylie Jenner. They're making out. He's grabbing her ass. He's feeling on her. He wants you to know that he wants the world to know that he's got that. He has it. And they're making out. I don't mind it, but I don't really need to see it. I guess it's interesting to see Timothy making out regardless, but that kind of PDA seems embarrassing, especially if you're two famous people at the Golden Globes. Like, it seems like a lot. Madam, please. Don't fuck for free. You better watch a DVD. Pussy come in, pussy go. Pay your bills and hit the dough. My pussy worth meals. Why you out here faking deals? I'm the nastiest that is. Point blank, pay your pussy bill, partner. Pay your pussy bill. Pay your pussy bill. Pay your pussy bill. Gillian Anderson wore a dress covered in pussy. Now, I saw this first picture and I was like, well, she has a vulva covered dress. But what you need to do is zoom and zoom and zoom. If you get in there, there's some delicate couture embroidery. A vulvas, beautiful, gorgeous vulvas. It was a Gabriella Hearst design. And she did tell people on the red carpet, it has vaginas on it. I liked her answer. They said, why? And she said, oh, for so many reasons. It's brand appropriate. You better work, Gillian Anderson. Pedro Pascal was at the Golden Globes with his arm in a sling, a horrible fisting accident. Now, I have a question, and it's unclear. Is Pedro Pascal... Is he gay? Is he in the closet gay, or is he I'm living my life privately gay, or is he not gay at all? The coverage of him as daddy and his playing along into it has made it confusing for me. Not to mention the photos with him and his agent where they look like a gay couple. Can anyone tell me the truth? The tea? Does anyone even know? He's a very private person, Johnny. Mind your own business. All right. Well, when that information becomes available, you let me know. I mean, I'm not all hot for him or anything, though I think he's a handsome man. But, you know, the question remains. Angela Bassett was there on the red carpet. And someone asked her about the famous Angela Bassett did the thing, one of my favorite moments from last year. And they said, are you finally getting tired of hearing, did Angela Bassett do the thing? And she said, I am not. As long as there's breath, I must do the thing. Angela Bassett, you are it. You are it. I love Angela Bassett. And honey, she did do the thing. Angela Bassett did the thing. Angela Bassett did the thing. Angela Bassett did the thing. Viola Davis. The funny thing about these speeches was that people were thanking the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which the empty shell of an office is down the block from my house. Me, I pass it, but I'm walking my dog. That was dissolved a while ago after all their scandals. And people did not get the memo. Thank you. Thank you to the imaginary Hollywood Foreign Press Association, who are neither press nor foreign or nor an association. Thank you so much. Bobs. They were everywhere. Bobs. The Cut had an article. The best Golden Globes Bobs ranked everyone at a Bob. Anna Wintour was the inspiration for this year's Bobs, my dear. All the girls have Bobs. There was a subtle flipped Bob on Ayo Edebiri. There was a more subtle flips on America Ferrera. Jennifer Aniston brought back a Rachel-ish look. She had a lot. They called it a lob, a long bob. An effortless bob by Greta Lee. An expected bob by Naomi Watts. Ugh, her bob is so expected. The curly bob from Shirley Ralph. You gotta love Shirley Ralph. If Barbie Had a Bob, Bob by Hannah Waddingham. The Pulled Back Bob by Kaylee Spaney. I don't know who half these fucking people are, but they all had bobs. Bobs were everywhere. Big news, important news about the state of the world. Bobs are back. Stars were sporting bobs. A reasonable length hair, easy to care for, and not to get in the dog or kid's mouth with your long hair. Bobs. Brush and go. Bobs. People won awards, and then everyone went and did coke at the after party. So congratulations to everyone. Lil Nas X is back and continuing to troll at the highest level. Now, remember when he said, y'all ready for my Christian era? And people was like, don't mock God. Well, baby, Lil Nas X said, I do not care what y'all think, because I'm leaning in 100%. His new single is called J Christ, and his tweet said, my new single, in all caps, my new single is dedicated to the man who had the greatest comeback of all time, J Christ, January 12th, 2024. Be there. And it's a picture of him on the cross being raised up or lowered down off the cross. Oh, Lord. The crazy thing is, nowhere in the picture is a mockery of Jesus. This is him continuing after, I'm sure everyone lost their fucking mind. Jesus images used throughout the history and people's art all over the world. I'm not making fun of shit. Y'all just got to stop trying to gatekeep a religion that was here before any of us were even born. Shut the fuck up. I mean, gatekeep the religion. Well played. Well played. And then later he says, the reason y'all are not understanding J. Christ and Lil Nas X's new era in general is because you also blatantly misunderstood Montero, Call Me By Your Name, and its message. There is no mocking happening anywhere. It's just art like so many other artists have done. Gatekeeping religion is a good concept, because you're gatekeeping religion by adding hate to it and being negative and not letting Little Nas X do a Jesus Christ style crucifixion scene on his new single J Christ, coming out to January 12th. He also tweeted that his new song features a very beloved pop star who I've been a fan of for a long time. Who? Luxmore London tweeted, it's me. I wish. Who could it be? I mean, if it was Britney Spears, now that would be a gag. Beloved pop star, which I'm looking in the comments to try to see if I can figure out who it is. Is it Lady Gaga? Maybe it's Nicki Minaj. Well, look, I could just do a whole list where I'm like, is it Nicole Scherzinger? Is it Mariah? Is it Anita Baker? Now, that would be great. Anita Baker. They could do a song together called Get Away From Me. I Don't Know You. In brief news, Justin Timberlake also wiped his Instagram account. there's the picture of Justin Timberlake at the Trolls premiere. Now, this was before the Britney book came out, when he thought he was about to have a comeback with NSYNC. The outfit that he's in makes me hate him. It is... Is it Louis Vuitton men's by Pharrell? Because what it looks like, he's wearing tinted rose-colored glasses and then a Chanel jacket shape, like almost a Nehru, low-collared Nehru jacket. It doesn't look as much like a Nehru jacket, which is the jacket with no collar, as a Chanel jacket cut for a man with a textile, like a sweater textile and jeweled. Yeah, I think it is a Chanel. It is a Chanel jacket. He's wearing Chanel for men. Sorry, Justin. You cannot pull off Chanel for men. We know it's a desirable item. They've made very few tiny Chanel men's collections, some of them with Pharrell, and they're very expensive and very hard to get. And some people can look fabulous in it. Justin Timberlake, on the other hand, is not someone who is pulling this look off. Oh, not at all. Anyway, he deleted his Instagram too. They're all deleted or archived. I mean, but the account is still there. And he has 72 million followers. So at the end of the day, what the fuck does he care what anybody says? He's maybe getting ready for a reset, letting it all die down. No disrespect. I'm going to delete my Instagram too, Brittany, in solidarity. And maybe y'all will like my NSYNC reunion and later solo album that I've already been worked on with Timbaland for 5 years. Lay down and don't wear Chanel men's collection again. It's just not for you. You look like a granny manny in that. It just looks like you're wearing your granny's. Some people could pull it off. You look like you're wearing your granny's church jacket. Someone sent me a post on Sniffies that was a, I don't really know how this worked, but it was for an event, I guess. It was creating a public event, and you could send a join request. And it was titled, Pump and Dump, Taking Loads Before I Say I Do. Hosting Cum Dump at My Place, looking to enjoy a day of men using my hole. Right before my wedding and 10 cruisers, including the host, were already in attending. I'm getting married in the morning. 50 loads tonight I'm going to take. Shove it and push it and then gushy gush it. Give me all those loads on time. God bless the F-A-G-G-O-T's of it all. Mm-hmm. If you like today's show, leave me a nice review on iTunes or Spotify or somewhere, or send me a DM or tweet it or share the show with your friends, or just be a F-A-G-G-O-T. Why? Because it's fun. Now, if you want to get really F-A-G-G-O-T, then you're going to want to go over to the Patreon, where there's actually a podcast this week called Getting... F-A-double-G-O-T with me and Teddy, where we just keep it real faggoty and get into all sorts of stuff, recapping our New Year's and our thoughts for the new year, as well as just faggoty bullshit. Plus, we're going to be recapping Saltburn, talking fashion, food, fun, Bigfoot. Oh, I always say Bigfoot, but this, I don't talk about Bigfoot that much, but I think about Bigfoot a lot. So if you like Bigfoot too, join the Patreon and tell me. We can dive in together. And I'll see you next week on another episode of Gay as Fuck. Bye, baby.
Johnny McGovern is gay as fuck.
F-A-double-G-O-T. Why? Because it's fun.